Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Washington Opinion Survey. Okay, we're conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Carolyn Pond, please?
This is she.
Okay, ma'am, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Ma'am, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I don't give that out.
Okay. Don't give it up. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
Okay, would you call yourself a strong Republican, not a strong Republican?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Am I dissatisfied? Yes.
Okay, would that be very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Disapprove.
As strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Strongly disapprove.
All right, ma'am, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say that is the most important issue facing, for the member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, combating threats to our democracy, protecting
Close
and strengthening...
Border.
Okay, that'd be border security, okay? I still got a few more. So protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving roads and bridges and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, or improving kindergarten through 12th education.
Close the border.
Okay, I got that one. You can choose another one if you want, okay?
I can choose another one. Economy.
Yes, ma'am. Economy, yeah, okay, economy, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay, protecting. So that'd be the growing the economy and creating jobs, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards, some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not, particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel, and if you don't have an opinion, you never heard of them, you can, you know, never heard of a person or organization, you can say so. The first one would be Raul Garcia from 0 to 100.
Okay.
Okay, Raul Garcia, what do you think about him from 0 to 100, if you know him?
Who?
Raul Garcia.
Never heard of him.
Okay, so no opinion or never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay, what about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Disapprove.
What number would you give her from 0 to 100?
25.
25, okay. 25. What about Maria Kentwell?
I thought that's just who we did.
No, Maria, this is... we just did Marie Glusenkamp Perez, okay? This is Maria Kentwell.
Oh, okay. 25.
Joe Camp.
75.
Donald Trump.
100.
Okay, and Joe Biden.
0.
0. Mega Republicans.
What?
Mega Republicans, Make America Great Again, Republicans.
Oh, 75.
And woke liberals in Congress.
0.
0. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Okay, and if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Joe Kent. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, now, you know, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 24? Is there like a fair chance? Might be, you know, to support her, Glusenkamp Perez, or a small chance, just a very slight chance or no chance that you might support her?
No chance.
No chance. Okay. Thank you. All right. Next, I'd like to ask you about qualities and attributes about some people consider important, you know, in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it's important. You say 5 if you think it's somewhat important. And you say 10 if you think it's extremely important. Okay. Quality or attribute in your member of Congress. The first one will be a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right. Would that be no important, someone important, or extremely important? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. From 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
5.
5. Okay, someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people, you know, because they are working class themselves.
I don't understand that one at all.
Okay, someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people, because they, you know, they are working class themselves.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am, a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
I'm getting tired. Sorry.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a workhorse, okay? Not a show horse. What do you think about that? Ah.